The first item on the agenda is possible use of campaign funds for residential and personal security. Given that no commissioner has asked to make any draft public, I'm going to hold over item 1B, Advisory Opinion Request 2021-03. Item 1A is an interpretive rule on the use of campaign funds by members of Congress for personal and residential security, submitted by myself and Commissioner Weintraub, excuse me. So prior to opening to discussion, I just want to say a few words regarding this. The issue of the use of campaign funds for office holders to pay for certain security expenses is not a new one. However, over the past few years, the frequency of attacks on members of Congress and threats to their safety has increased. The invasion of the Capitol on January 6, 2021 was terrifying to watch, and I can only imagine how much more terrifying it was to experience in person. That event, along with other acts of violence, threats, and harassments against members of the US House and Senate, have made members understandably concerned for their own safety and that of their family members. The draft interpretive rule that Commissioner Weintraub and I have put out for public comment would give guidance to members of Congress who, faced with a heightened threat environment, wish to use campaign funds to pay for certain security expenses. This draft interpretive rule would build on the existing body of advisory opinions in which the Commission has approved the use of campaign funds to pay for security expenses that arise from threats to a member's safety due to their roles as office holders. It would not provide the exclusive circumstances, excuse me, under which a member could use campaign funds for security purposes. Members of Congress and candidates would continue to be able to seek an advisory opinion on proposed rules, the use of funds. We have opened the draft for public comment through March the 18th, and we have received one to date. I hope that any interested parties will comment, and I look forward to hearing from the public and to working with my colleagues on a solution that will give meaningful guidance to the members of Congress. Is there any discussion?
Madam Chair?
Yes, Vice Chair.
Just very briefly, and with the understanding that we're hoping to get comments from the public to address this, and with my personal thanks for your leadership on what I think is a very important question. I have, I think, two general thoughts which may set the stage for future comments or for our discussion at our next meeting. The first is one of procedure. Again, I have a lot of sympathy for what we are trying to accomplish with this draft. My concern is a procedural one in that this looks to me a lot like a rule of general applicability, interpreting a statute, and therefore possibly something that would be more appropriately handled through formal notice and comment rulemaking. I haven't formed a firm view on that, but I hope that that's something we can discuss, and then maybe anyone who's listening on this who has strongly held and well-informed opinions on that point would make them know. The other is a practical concern. As written, the draft turns largely on the threat determination of the U.S. Capitol Police and the sergeants at arms in the two legislative chambers of Congress. And I understand where that came from. I mean, we've used that in the past in advisory opinions, and that does make a certain intuitive sense. My concern, and I think this is something again that hopefully others will weigh in on, and where I think there's potential room for correction, is that by privileging those particular law enforcement agencies, we're potentially creating a result where incumbent members of Congress are more easily able to avail themselves of this than are challengers or individuals running for MP seats who have not yet been elected to the Congress. And I would be concerned if we were to provide better security for certain candidates than others, given our legislative mission. But with those general thoughts, and I understand we'll have a more fulsome discussion at our next meeting. Thank you again for your work on this.
Thank you, Vice Chair. Are there any other commissioner comments or discussion? None. I always appreciate Commissioner Cooksey giving me a firm no. Commissioner Weintraub, I see. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you sincerely, Madam Chair, for your as the Vice Chair said, you really have taken leadership on this issue. I feel confident that we will get to a resolution on this. I too am looking forward to getting comments from the public on this. We received one comment, which I read quickly last night. It came in last night. I'm going to dig a little deeper into it. I hope that people will weigh in on this. The document we put out is a draft, and therefore it is capable of amendment. And as I said, I'm looking forward to working with my colleagues to get to a good result that I think everybody will be able to be proud of and feel good about.
Thank you, Commissioner Weintraub. I want to make sure that I've given everyone an opportunity if they're. And as I said to Commissioner Cooksey, I like when he shakes his head no. If everyone could just give me some firm, you are ready to move on to the next. Thank you, Commissioner Drain.